Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
From your mom.
The happy hour is on the air. And we're extra happy because there's going to be a baseball game tonight. We know it because, well, they're preparing a field right now.
Baseball.
Right now. For baseball. Creighton, Nebraska, game three. Jays going for a rare three-game series sweep. They have owned this series. They've won 10 out of the last 12. It has come with great frustration to the fans and folks in red. We talked about this earlier. There's this weird theme going around that Nebraska doesn't care about these games as much. And if you think about it, that is very insulting to the program and to the people in the program. Because to imply that, to say that, oh, we can just take, you know, a handful of these 50-some-odd games that we're scheduled to play every year off. It's so ridiculous on its face. And it's a state rivalry game. If you don't want to believe me, because I have been affiliated with Creighton for the last 18 years, fine, whatever. But before that, I was affiliated very closely with Nebraska baseball. And I remember distinctly how important it was for Nebraska to win those games. Not only because in those days, early 2000s, they were fighting for NCAA tournament hopes, regionals, you know, top eight national seeds. So they needed every win they could get. But it was also important because the last thing they wanted to do was hear the chirping coming from Omaha about how they got beat. It has always been that way. That's how these things work. And so, again, to suggest that, you know, Nebraska is, and I get, you know, it's not just the Creighton games. It's also the other midweek games. They've lost four in a row. They've lost a couple to Kansas, for example. You can't, when you play in a league like the Big Ten or the Big East, you can't take games off. You can't. Midweek conference, it doesn't matter. Because you're not going to get in just based on your brand. You're not going to get in based on your conference. This is not men's basketball. This is not football. The Big Ten and the Big East are mid-majors when it comes to college baseball. They're northern conferences. You know, quick, name me the last three teams from the Big Ten to make the College World Series. I'll let you think about that for a minute. You have to go back a little bit. You have to go back a little bit further. Well, I can just tell you right off the top.
Is one Illinois?
No.
Damn.
Since the Big East was reformed, they haven't had a team reach the College World Series.
Oh.
So these leagues are not at the top of the pecking order, which means you don't get a lot of benefit of the doubt just because you win a conference. Nebraska is currently sitting in the top 25 of, and if you heard Mike Farron a little bit earlier, he was talking about the KPI ratings, which the committee is, you know, also going to start to factor into their conversation. They're top 25 in both. That's on the cusp of possibly getting a number one seed. I don't think it's going to happen. They'd have to basically win out to do it. But you're still in a spot, in a very nice spot, to get, if not a number one seed and thus a host regional. You are in a spot to get a decent two seed and go to a place that's not a top eight national seed. You won't have to go to Texas A&M, for example. The higher you are up on the food chain, the less likely it is you play the top dogs. at least in the early rounds. If you're Nebraska, you want to avoid that. You want to improve your resume as much as possible. Yeah, you want to win the conference, but you want to build the entire resume. And so again, you know, to suggest that Nebraska, you know, takes it off either mentally or just has a different attitude about it, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. A lot of it has to do, again, with starting pitching. Nebraska's got great starting pitching for the weekends, which is why they have excelled very well. Creighton, on the other hand, they've been struggling really since the end of March on who's going to start on the weekends, because their top starter, Dominic Cancellari, has been shut down because of an arm soreness. That's why they have struggled on the weekends, whereas Nebraska has thrived on the weekends because they've got great starting pitching. Now, on the flip side of the equation, you know, Creighton, because they've had to basically, you know, build these whole staff approaches, they're kind of old school at it, or old, it's old hat now, and so they've been able to put together a really good run. Yeah, it's still a little bit confounding. You still want that guy at the front of the rotation to do something for you to start tonight. Shea Wendt's going to start tonight for Creighton. Ty Horn's going to start tonight for Nebraska. You certainly want them to go out and execute what it is you want them to do. But the one thing that separates the really great teams from the rest of the field is how much depth of pitching, and especially starting pitching, that you have. Unfortunately, Nebraska's not in a spot. You go back to the so-called glory days, the early 2000s. Who was pitching the Creighton game? Johnny Dorn, who later was a weekend guy, developed rather quickly into a weekend guy. Nebraska does not have that this year. They still have a really good team. They still have a really good shot to achieve some really good goals. They're only one game out in the Big Ten standings, but it's not because they don't care about midweek games. They want to win this game. They want to improve their standing. We were talking, you know, Farron about the KPI, so I brought it up. This is something different than the RPI, but the committee is going to look into this a little bit more as they try to refine the selection system. Right now, Nebraska is sitting 24th in the KPI. So if, and not that the committee's just going to go, you know, 1 through 16 and pick the teams thusly, just because Nebraska's 24th doesn't mean they're going to be the 24th best team in the tournament by the committee. There's other factors at play. But if we were to take that at face value, that's a mid-pack 2-seed right now, which means you could end up playing at a North Carolina, at a Florida State, out of Georgia. But if you improve that, and winning tonight over a, you know, a top 70-ish RPI/KPI program like Creighton, especially in a road game, because this will be a road game tonight for Nebraska, that's going to improve that standing. If Nebraska can back up into the upper teens as they were earlier this season, then, you know, all of a sudden now you're looking at maybe going to a place like a Coastal Carolina, for example, and Oklahoma. Certainly a different atmosphere than what you would face at some of these very top schools. So Nebraska's got a lot to play for tonight, in addition to focusing on what they want to do tomorrow. Kansas State, that's another opportunity. And then, of course, this weekend when they play Minnesota. But, yeah, you know, the notion, and I get it, I know some some fans want to explain the unexplainable away by making ludicrous statements like, oh, they just don't care. But they are exactly that. They're ludicrous statements. Again, do you really think that Will Bolt, Rob Childress, those players, especially the Omaha kids on this team, want to hear from the other Omaha guys on Creighton's side, hey, we beat you 3 out of 3. Mm-mm. Take that. No. Of course not. So they certainly want to win this one tonight. We do have the lineups. Caden Brumbaugh is not in the lineup tonight. He hurt his hand last week against Iowa, so he is not in the lineup. Rhett Stokes is at second tonight. Overbeek is going to lead off, so that'll be a change tonight. Does not look like anything else terribly major is going on. Matt Sherman's going to play first base tonight for the Blue Jays. He is in only because Creighton is really down. I mean, they have gone way down their depth chart. They lost their starting first baseman, Will McClain, to a thumb injury that was suffered last weekend. He is not going to play tonight, and his status for the next few games is probably out. Jack Grace was in there second. He kind of tweaked his back, and so they're trying to be careful with him. They're basically down to Nat Sherman and Kobe Canales as far as who plays first base tonight, so that'll be a change for the Blue Jays versus where they have been in the other two games of this series. But it should be a lot of fun. Remind you that if you are coming to the game tonight, two things. Number one, the concert's going to be going on across the way over at CHI, so you want to get here as soon as you can, get a parking spot so you're not having to deal with that. Also, if you are on your way, or if you've already thought about it, we really appreciate it. But they are taking collections for tornado victims, things like toiletries, paper products, tarps, other stuff like that, blankets, pillows. If you care to bring a donation by, they are doing a collection of that tonight for the folks who are attending the game. Both of these teams, even though they're not taking on-field batting practice, they're both wearing special shirts to honor Nebraska Strong tonight. So both teams will be doing that, and I'm sure that there'll be other things as well. Plus, they are selling those shirts online. If you check out the social media pages of both Creighton and Nebraska baseball, they are selling shirts tonight for both the Huskers and the Blue Jays, and all the proceeds are going to help tornado relief. And that's a good reminder that, again, you can go to our website, 1620thezone.com/tornado relief, and you can find out more about how you can help the various organizations that are doing great service here in our community as they help the victims in Elkhorn, Bennington, Blair, and elsewhere clean up from last week's storms. Looks like we're going to be good to go. The tornado watch has now been cleared for Omaha.
Woo!
So it's done. I can see the thunderstorms, but they are well off into Iowa. We got blue skies above, and I think blue skies behind us. So
Mr.
we are
blue
on
sky.
Time. Yeah, we are on time for a 6 o'clock start.
Baseball, John.
It is baseball. I'm very happy that we have baseball tonight here in Omaha. All right, still to come. We've got some content. But coming up next, I'm going to get a chance to sit down with Jemiah Neal, the newest Creighton Blue Jay who verbally committed last week and signed. He is now on his way to, well, not yet on his way to Omaha, but will be on his way to Omaha this summer, one of two new transfers into the Blue Jay program. First conversation with Jemiah, find out what is on his mind, what he was told by Mac. And I should mention that later this week, we're going to talk with brand new Creighton assistant coach Trey Ziegler, who will probably have a pretty significant role in helping Jemiah make his transition and help assimilate into the Blue Jay culture. That conversation will be later this week. But coming up next, my conversation with Jemiah Neal, the brand new Creighton Blue Jay. That's coming up next. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct live from Charles Schwab Field here on 1620 The Zone.